12:38 here on the Midday Edition. I'm Andrew Rogers along with Ann Koschel. Thank you for joining us here on KRDO News Radio. Joining us in studio, Chief Investigative Reporter Chelsea Brinsel, as we're continuing to dig into this ongoing investigation. This has been months in the making, looking into a lot of, dare I say, corruption, a lot of abuse of power within the city government of One Southern Colorado Community. Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us here on the Midday Edition. Let's talk about where this all began in this ongoing investigation in Florence.
Well, thank you for having me on. So this is 3 months in the making. We started investigating the city of Florence on November 16th, 2021, after obtaining arrest records for disgraced former city manager Mike Patterson. Mike Patterson is accused of repeatedly coercing his female employees for sex at City Hall. In December, after we gathered a fair bit of information, we started pressing those in power for answers. And then we went through more documents, hundreds of pages of documents, and have uncovered even more. Tonight, we're going to reveal the intricate details of a 2019 sexual harassment lawsuit involving Patterson that the city settled with a former clerk on Monday. We spoke with her and two other women who say a system of corruption empowered their perpetrator.
Yeah, so how did it get to this level? Obviously, you said that investigation dated back to 2019. The arrest of Patterson was announced in, what, the very end of 2021. So how did it go years with just kind of being there and not really having any, you know, coverage or any kind of attention placed on it?
That's a great question and one that we're still working to get answers to. We spoke with several city council members, one of them on camera, about what happened in 2019. There are still three members on the council right now that were on council when they settled that 2019 lawsuit. So still a lot of questions, and I think we're going to get some answers tonight.
When people watch this story tonight, they're going to be amazed. It almost seems like this is like good old boy system on steroids.
That's what the women that we spoke with call it. They say that for years and years it's been a good old boy system, and they say that the only way to change it is to expose what we're exposing tonight and then to continue on.
Some of the details that you're going to expose tonight, I had a chance to talk with you off camera and off microphone, and I think the people will be shocked with some of those details, especially when it comes to like the physical space inside this guy's office.
That's very true. I will tell you that there are a lot of jaw-dropping facts that are backed up by documents, things that would be hard for some people to believe until you see the proof, and the proof is there, and we are certainly going to link that in our extensive online article on KRDO.com tonight.
Absolutely, and of course, during the course of this ongoing investigation, as you mentioned, this has been months in the making, and obviously, you've let some, you know, kind of initial reporting come out, and you've kind of followed some of the initial processes, and it even seems as if really people within City Hall in Florence are almost so protective that they're shocking and, you know, kind of shutting out anyone that even tried to speak out for so many years.
I think that what you'll find is there was a culture, an alleged culture of corruption that kept these women silent. I think you'll learn a lot more tonight, and I hope that you will all tune in.
Absolutely. And then, of course, following the report tonight, what's next? Where does it go from here?
Well, Mr. Patterson will be in court tomorrow morning. Of course, you can count on us to be there to see how he reacts to tonight's story. And we've got some other questions for the city of Florence and Mr. Patterson, and I'll leave it at that.
When you do stories like this, I mean, it seems like you've taken a really personal interest in making sure this guy, that all the information, the truth is out there for this guy to be exposed.
I've spent a lot of sleepless nights. This work is not 9-to-5 work. I spend a lot of early mornings on the phone, a lot of late nights. I think it's important, and I think that pretty soon it will be revealed why our pursuit of the truth was as hard and fast as it was.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, we've gone through a lot of these stories together. Obviously, we have a great relationship with you, Chelsea. And really, these are, you know, the kind of things that you're really trying to bring forward and really get your teeth into over at 13 Investigates. And that's really just showing a really, you know, kind of dedication to this true investigative journalism, not just a form piece, you know, somebody
gotcha.
Got scammed, gotcha type stuff. This is true, true investigative journalism at its finest.
Well, we appreciate you guys for the support. It's a 14-minute story, so I hope people will tune in.
Wow.
And that starts tonight. When you're doing these types of stories and you are, when you started like this story, when you started gathering information and more came to light, was it, did it amaze you? It had to.
Yeah, and I can give you a little bit of insight into how it started. Mm-hmm. On November 16th, we got those arrest records. In those arrest records, it said that there was a lawsuit that the city settled involving sexual harassment with this man in 2019. And I saw that record, and I knew there was a story there. I knew there was a story, so I went and I found those women. They didn't find us. We found them. And their stories are powerful. And they are strong and brave women. And I think that a lot of folks will get a reality check tonight.
Absolutely. And that story is going to air tonight in News Channel 13. What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. So 6 to 6:30, Chelsea's in-depth investigation into what is going on. Obviously, it's going to be a 14-minute expose. So a lot to get into. Definitely not cutting any corners on this ongoing investigation. And as we wrap up, if there's one thing that really you would take away from this that would really entice somebody to make sure they set their DVR, what are some of the key things that may really make that final decision that, hey, I've got to tune in and see what's going on here in our own backyard?
I'll tell you this. Even some of the highest ranking city officials were surprised to learn what we found. So
okay.
I'll leave you with that.
Okay, very good. Thank you again. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yep.